Po-show.
Yeah, I feel like cantrips are stupid. And instead, let's say you have like, let's say you have whatever number. What do you get a level? Let's say you're level three or whatever, and you get like four spell slot level ones, two level twos, one level three. Slap those all down a category. And now level one, double whatever previous level one was. And then cantrips are all just the new level one. So like previously I said you had four level one spell slots. That's now four level two spell slots. All of those spells move to level two as well. All of the cantrips move to level one and you get eight of those. Boom. Just don't have cantrips. Just make this weak little bitch fucking things that you can do and give them, and they can't be upcasted. These are like level one spells can't be upcasted. And then just give you loads of spell slots for them, but still have spell slots.
Yeah. I just make it their wizard level plus their intelligence modifier times two. So
I also like the idea of
plus four int mod, so they have eight cantrips max at the best.
I also like the idea of a pool in general.
Yeah.
Where like if you want to, you could get only two spells in this combat because you're spending your entire pool on higher level spells, or you could just level one forever.
There's a mana casting system.
Yeah, there's an alt like rules that in the DMG where like you can,
I think it's your intelligence
plus your
modifier
level or
plus
something.
Your level times something, and then like the first level spells are 3 points. And
it's a point system.
Like I dig that.
Yeah,
you get them back like your int modifier on a die per short rest or something like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's something I've always wanted to play with as like the alternate rule set that they offer. I just never got around to actually like.
I would also love in any system or like any of the classes, anything that's like a short rest, right? I know this doesn't make sense for the current thought process of what a short rest is, but I would love anything that comes back on like a short rest. That like, yeah, you can take your turn to catch your breath, so to speak. So if you spunk all of your spell slots, yeah, you could burn an entire turn. So like you get no action, no bonus action, and you can get a spell slot back. Or you could burn an entire turn and get an action surge back.
Yeah.
If for whatever reason you want it. I think that would also make combat more interesting because you'd have like standoff things.
Mm-hmm.
Would be cool.
Pathfinder had the full round action where you just,
yeah,
you don't get a bonus action. I think you still get your reaction off your turn and you don't get your action, and then you can move like 5 feet and then that's all you're doing for that.
In general, reactions are like specific that you pick up. You have a thing that you could do as a reaction. You don't just get reactions. I don't think you get them as feats, reactions. And then you just have three actions and you decide what you want to do with them. And then some spells cost three actions.
Yeah.
Some, like even for Marshall's featured attacks cost two actions.
Yeah.
So it's just a point system action economy and the power, the potency of a feat. Also you can upcast. That's a really, I haven't played with it, but that's a really nice part of Magic with like the way you upcast is like there are, there are some spells that you can upcast in a way where it's like, hey, you can use one of your actions to cast this spell at this potency, or you could do two of your actions at this potency, or three of your actions at this potency, but it's the same spell.
Sure. Yeah, that's cool.
I like that a lot of just being like, I'm going to spend more time on this to make it really hurt.
One of my favorite like general concepts for Magic is DCC, the Dungeon Crawl Classic, because it has a little bit of what you guys are talking about where like there is no cantrip. Like there is no just automatic spells. Your spell and its potency is based off of your level of success.
Yeah.
So you roll the dice when you go to cast, and then depending on your roll, you go to the table that is the spell.
Yeah.
So like that's the bad thing about DCC, or quote unquote bad thing, is that like
so many tables.
Every spell is a table. Every spell is this huge. It's essentially like a page for each spell, because it's level of success. It's, did you roll between this number and this number? Guess what? Nothing happens.
Yeah.
And then if you roll between this number, you get a minor effect. It's essentially a cantrip.
Yeah.
It's if you're low level or if you roll low, you can potentially get the cantrip, quote unquote, version of the spell because that's what you can roll at.
Yeah.
But once you become very powerful, you get like these fucking game changing, like almost like 10th level, like spell abilities mm-hmm. out of the, like the maximum level of these spells is like game changing. They're like, I say 10th level because some of the effects feel like they're stronger than 5e's 9th level spells. So it's like, it's pretty cool. Like, you know, when I read them, I was like, ooh, this would be cool. Like, but also DCC is such a crazy system. I was like, how do you get there? Like in any real campaign, how do you get to the point where you cast these crazy spells?
A lot of people refer to like D&D or any game with the D20 of the like, do I hit die?
Yeah.
I was thinking, when I was thinking about the zombie one, I was thinking like, unless you critically fail, like critical fail, that's you not hitting, right? But if you roll between, say, like a 2 and an 8, that's half damage. If you roll between like an 8 and a 14 or whatever, then that's full damage. If you roll between like 14 and 18, then that's like 1.5 damage or whatever. And then like a crit might be double damage. But it's always a hit. There's always satisfaction of doing something on your turn.
Mm.
Just a thought I was
playing
with back in the day of like, because people get really bummed out about missing. Which is funny, because my idea of a samurai system is that it is built for you to miss 99% of your hits. Yeah. And then the one hit goes through and it's like, oh, this person's bloodied. The samurai one is supposed to be that like cling, cling, cling.
Yeah, it's supposed
cling,
to be
cling,
the swinging, missing.
And then and like missing. But then the moment it hits, it's like, oh, yeah. A blade just ran across your stomach and your organs are falling out now.
That's the capturing of that thing is like, a sword will just annihilate you if you're a regular person.
Yeah.
You're a regular human being and you get a skilled swordsman to actually make contact with your body with that blade.
Yeah.
You're fucked. It's just like you fucking, most people are familiar with cutting yourselves with a knife in the kitchen.
Yeah,
you're just fucked. You're gonna get your
That's a little kitchen knife. We're talking about literally like 10 times the size of that. Yeah. Guess what? 10 times the size of the wound as well. You're fucked. And on vital parts or stab wounds.
Even if it is just like skin and muscle tissue that get cut. You don't get any organs. Yeah. It's still like, depending on how long the cut is, that's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And that's cutting through a lot of tissue.
Oh, my thought process of that game is like it being like almost a chess match of your different features to try and bolster your hit on this turn or bolster your defense, and like having to balance that because you know if you get hit in this fight, you're probably fucked.
Yeah.
So it's like a chess match, and it's like soccer where there's like one goal in the whole fucking 90 minutes plus overtime. And there's only like one goal, but that one goal is like the fucking crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
It's like that, where it's like a chess match to get that one sword slash. But once it's happened, oh, fuck, you know, I do think it's funny, though, in the same conversation of like people refer to D&D as they refer to the D20 of do I hit dice? I want to create this other system where basically the D20 is like, I hit, but how much? But then I also have this other system where it's how often do I miss dice? Constantly. Constantly is the answer.
It's also no longer a D20. It's a D6.
Yeah. But in general, the idea.
Just like miss.
Hit? Dead. Oh, good.
Oh man, there was something you said earlier, Gray. We talked about Koibu's, the whole like left the portal open or whatever. It immediately reminded me, have you seen Invincible? The original season?
Yes.
I think I've only seen
the first season and I've read the comic.
Yeah. It reminded me so much of that section where those creatures, those beings were coming from that other world, that portal. Where like they came into this world, they fought and they went back to their portal and they had like a faster time clock.
Mm.
So they would come back and they're even stronger, harder to beat or whatever. And then like just Omni-Man going in there and like fucking up the whole world. And then you cut back to him and he's like got a beard because he's just been in this place for like their sped up time, just annihilating everything, just whatever. And then holding up some of their scientists hostage until they make a portal for him to escape. And then as soon as he escapes, he kills them. It's like, yeah, it's like, it's cool, man. The whole like messing with another portal. And even if you mess with like timey-wimey stuff, it's like, yeah, it's cool, man. There's like some crazy civilization on the other side of this portal. Like, yeah, fucking awesome. I love those little like sidebar stories and stuff. That's cool.
I might actually invite you guys. So I said in the podcast that someone made a custom request. Every other week, they want to play a more fun style campaign.
Sure.
Though the world is relatively serious. They're coming in with Humblewood species. I believe they're playing mice. So, like, obviously there's going to be silliness to it. But the idea is, like, modern world and then some cataclysmic event that bridges... partial extinction event. So it's supposed to be, like, post-apocalyptic. But part of the cataclysmic event is also, like, D&D fantasy stuff coming into this world. So all of a sudden there's, you know, like... modern day America, and then there's some cataclysmic event. All of a sudden, you know, eight billion people in the world gets reduced to like one. You get like Walking Dead style pockets of people and survivors and blah, blah, blah. And then having to confront challenges of being pushed back to the Stone Age and confronting beasts and things like that in a very mundane way. But also now there's owl bears and elves walking around and shit like that. But we're starting with like a limited party and they kind of want it to be open to drop-ins.
Yeah.
So like people that might only come into the story as like wherever they are, they're wandering down the street and they see a survivor and that Nyx, that's your character as he comes in, but he only sticks with the group for like 4 or 5 sessions.
Sure. Yeah. That'd be interesting.
If you guys were maybe interested in popping your heads in there.
You know what that reminded me of though? Was
drugs.
As you were saying it, I was like, ooh, I would love to play with a world like the Dark Tower.
Yeah.
Where it's like essentially modern civilization, but it got high tech. Like got to the future, and then a plague happened, killed a bunch of people, reset the world essentially. The world after the world resets, magic is like a thing in the world, and like civilization. Bless you. Civilization rebuilds and then that civilization crumbles. And so you have the remnants of people walking around. And it's like, you have these high tech fucking beasts that are walking around. You also have demonic beasts walking around. You have like these weird, like, is this magic witch? And then you also have like these weird travelers. Like, it's just like a cool world, a cool setting where like, this world has been reset twice, at least in any recent, in the current sense of like the modern era.
Oh, it's known. It's been reset twice and it's known. It's not like this never ending cycle or anything like that. There's been two events. Everybody's very aware of them and it's shaped the world.
Well, most people are only aware of one of the resets. Some people are aware of the one before that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, this is like, that's a cool world to have somebody like explore that. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like the Wolves of the Kala episode where like kids are getting hijacked or getting kidnapped by fucking tech beast. And then you go and you find out that they're like harvesting this fucking thing from their brains. And it's like,
I really wanted to write this and I'm bummed that it already exists because I'll probably never play it. But Horizon has a TTRPG.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What a fantastic world that would be to play in.
Yeah. I mean, Horizon's world is so cool.
So
it's such a cool concept.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. I never played the second one, but
I still haven't.
The first one is a really good time.
How's your Thursday game going, Gray?
Tired. I'm trying to get into the swing of things. I'm like, man, I'm tired.
It's a tired couple months.
How do I do this? How do I use Foundry? How do I run a game?
Oh, dude, I am so nervous, like, building the Buddy Cop game. Like, do I know how to do this anymore? Did I Like, am I, like, how am I DMing? You brought it up once, or we talk about, I've DM'd for so long, but, like, if I'm a player, like, am I a shitty player?
Yeah.
I'm like, am I a bad DM if I start DMing? And go like, fuck, man, and we're recording this. Like,
well, we'll find out live on Saturday night.
Seems to be going all right. I think I made the joke, like, maybe I'll be my next, you know, long form campaign, but that was also like my player's sort of jokey suggestions, like, okay, this has got to be the new campaign, guys.
I mean, well, if they're into it,
fuck it, why not?
It's I like it just because it forces them to behave in a way that you're not usually gonna behave as a normal adventurer.
Yeah.
Oh no, I love it. Because all of our jokes lowborn TTRPG.
And they're zeroth level. Their HP roll is their size class.
Oh, I love that.
Not which is actually kind of better for them because they're wizards, so it would normally be a D6. But their HP rolls are size class.
That's come up in conversation. I often roll my commoner stats as flat 10. And I believe flat 4 is the traditional D&D commoner stats.
Mm-mm.
I believe it's 4.
It's an 8.
Yeah, I believe it's...
Are you sure?
It's based off size class. So 8s are for mediums. Smalls are 6. Tiny is 4.
Either way, it let's say it's 8. It rolls into my thought process, which is, say you're a human. You're a commoner, and you have flat 8 HP, and you do everything in your power for years to become an adventurer. Let's say you become a fighter. Well, in that momentous graduation of status, you now gain 2 HP if you have 0 con, let's say, because it's a D10. And you get the first max, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That makes perfect sense to me. Pretty solid. You've put the work in, the years in, boom. You graduate, you get plus 2. Let's say you're a commoner, and you decide to fork over your last gold to go to the best of wizarding colleges, and you spend 4 years getting your bachelor's in enchantment, and congratulations, 4 years go by, you're finally a wizard, you lose 2 health. You're a leveled adventurer. You're also smaller and weaker now. I think I'm going to start changing mine to be like D6 or flat 6 for commoners.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, because it makes the most sense that like you would graduate to, like, you wouldn't get any stronger from being a wizard. Becoming a wizard from a commoner becoming a wizard.
Sure.
But like, you shouldn't get weaker.
Well, the idea is that you're putting aside physical everything for intellectual study.
Yeah, that's the root of like why wizards are weak.
The root of why I do fucking flat 10 is just because it makes things more interesting. Most adventurers past level 2 can kill something with 10 HP. But it's not necessarily an instant kill. NPC followers that you might have that have commoner stats also might not get instant killed if something surprises you. It just gives a little bit of room for narrative, having 10 HP instead of what I thought was 4. I'm certain it was 4. I could be totally wrong about that.
I'm pretty sure the commoner stat block is like 10 HP.
I could be wrong about that. I'll look it up in the background. But yeah, I just... It was just a funny thought that I had of like, oh, you lose health by becoming a wizard. Fucking loser.
I mean, it depending on how your world's set up, it could be just the process of learning and casting magic is draining to the body in some way. And it would, you know, you can make it so you are weaker. I mean, one of my favorite lore building right now is like he's actively doing it on his live sessions is what's his name, but he created like a whole magic system where it's like based, part of it was based off of what's that crystal metal that like has like a really crazy colors and has like really
opal
really geometric like it's in spirals, like super geometric shapes.
Tungsten?
Prism?
Ah, fuck. Anyways, it's like a recurring geometric pattern.
Sure.
And like those patterns are what siphons magic. Like that's what like is like a funnel to bring magic into the body, because people can't just gather magic. So people modify their bodies by putting these like objects that have these shapes into their body in order to funnel the magic into their organs. And in the process of doing that, like all casting the magic and using the magic changes their body. And depending on the kind of magic you're casting changes how the magic is, how the reshaping of your structures happen.
Yeah.
So like,
oh, you've talked about this before.
Yeah. It's like
the YouTube channel that started as like D&D world building, and then he was just like, "Fuck it, it's just world building now."
Yeah. He wanted. I think it was like a game or D&D or something like that. He just said, "Fuck it, yeah, I'm just doing lore." Like
yeah, I'm just doing my own lore building.
I'm working with my chat, and we're just like creating this world and doing the lore of it, and it's like really fucking cool and really like really intricately well thought out. I mean, because I don't know how big his chat is, but it's him and 100+ people are all like doing the nitty gritty lore building of this fucking thing and his root idea, which is just really cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, dude, if I was in that room with that guy, or if I was in the chat, like, yeah, I'd be fucking throwing shit too, because it's like, it's fun. It's like super fun to just like lore build and like to build stuff.
Oh, I think that's really cool. I still want to do that with the ark, the like ship that falls onto whatever world, whatever TTRPG you're playing, and then it had alien species that were otherwise beasts from wherever they come from, but are otherworldly to you.
Mm-hmm.
The most prominent one being zombie-like creatures, but basically they got out and ran rampant in the ship and killed all of the sentient ones and whatnot. Yeah. And we were talking about that. I had a fun time with the limited amount we did it. I love the idea of just sitting down and fucking just shooting shit with lore. I also like the idea of it just all being canon. Everything that everybody says is just like, cool, let's canonize that. Move on. That just happened. I really enjoyed that one game that you played. That you did with us, where it was like we just kept drawing on the map and having turns to do different things. What was that? It was like a thing that I guess is used for world building, but we used it to just play a game for a one shot. You remember what, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to remember. No, I don't remember offhand.
You don't know what I'm talking about, or you don't remember what it was?
I don't remember what it was.
Okay. But you remember what I'm talking about, where we're like, we had to like roll dice and take turns to, we had like options where it's like, okay, you could determine a world event, or you could take something pre-existing and build it up, or there was like another option, and then like, but you could only do one of them on your turn, and none of us were against each other. It was all just like for the sake of world building. And it started with being like, we just took turns on the map. The first thing we did was take turns on the map, and you were like, cool, build a landmark, you know, whatever, a mountain range, a river, a lake, whatever you want to draw, you get to draw one thing. And we just took turns drawing one thing until it looked filled out. And then they're like, cool, now your options are plant a civilization, have a world event happen, or whatever. And then it like just slowly built it. That was so fun. I really enjoyed it. I hated the way it ended. I forgot how it ended.
I mean, I'm fucking...
Oh, I think the whole thing was like the wolves come or something like that. Something was coming the whole time.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. What? Oh, dude, that triggered it. Oh, my God.
Something was coming the whole time. And then like that was the event. It's like we finally ran out of turns.
Yeah. Fuck. I forgot what that was. What was that?
It was super fun.
It was super fun.
Super fun.
I saw it somewhere, and I was just like, ooh, this is really cool. So I brought it to the table.
I think it was supposed to be like a world-building tool, but it was honestly just fun to play.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm trying to remember that.
Unrelated. If you really are feeling a little bit nervous about being a DM, maybe just run a one-shot before we record a mini-campaign on our channel.
No, I mean, it's I mean, it's like everything where you just have a thought about something where you're like, oh yeah, I haven't DM'd in a while. So like
it's me and Gray, right? Like,
yeah, of course
we're not.
Yeah, we'll DM for you half the time.
Well, we're not hard players as in like, we want to do your story. We understand that you have a different world.
And knowing
than
the premise,
us.
Half the time we're going to be talking to each other.
Oh yeah, my, yeah. Half?
Listen, rookie. I don't know what they taught you in the academy.
Yeah, but
keep one on the quiver.
Oh my God.
It's just part of those things that you think about when you're doing something. I'm not actually nervous to the point that I'm afraid of running the game.
You fucking should be.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to make this so hard on you.
I'm sorry. My brother has the Time Warner's, whatever Spectrum to watch the baseball games.
Yeah.
I put all the recordings for all the rush hours and all the, the other guys. And
I do want to watch some of those. To get in prep for it. Because I don't know what to do with him. Like, his character's, Gray's character, your character's so set already. But, like, I want, like, the rookie.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of those. I guess Will Ferrell in, what's it called, is the closest thing to, like, a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, it's those, for the most part, those movies, like, I read, like, the plot before, like, just rush up on it. The stories themselves are relatively serious.
Yeah.
Like, it's a relatively serious thing that's happening. The thing that's funny is just, like, how the things happen and how the characters interact
with
each other.
Action comedy, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, the first movie is, the guy is trying to stop a criminal in China from, like, making off in a boat, and he fails.
Yeah.
And then that criminal shows up in America and steals...
Rush Hour, you're talking about, right?
Yeah, Rush Hour.
Yeah.
And he steals a consulate's daughter. And so they get Lee, Inspector Lee, to come out and to get him out or to help deal with the situation. It's like, that's all like a super serious.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But then the way it plays out is comical action comedy. It's classic action comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know many of them that have a rookie, though, and I really wanted to do a rookie.
The only one I can think of off the top of my head is Training Day, but that's a completely different kind of movie.
Dude, that movie is so funny. Bro, have you ever seen American History X? It's so funny.
Well, Lethal Weapon isn't a rookie, but he's like...
It's a loose cannon in a straight lace.
He's a loose cannon, yeah. So, like, it's close enough to, like, somebody who doesn't follow the rules, but that's not really a rookie.
Yeah, overall, I almost kind of want to play, like, both of us as, I mean, classically in this genre, both of us are kind of playing the straight guy in terms of, like, serious straight tones and whatnot. But, like, there's the obvious comedy of your character being a fucking...
Kobold?
I was going to retire tomorrow, kobold. Is fucking hilarious. Dog kobold.
A grizzled old 8-year-old kobold.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my character being inherently older than you, but pretty close to just out of adolescence for his species. And then like wanting to do a good job, but just being bad at things. Like,
yeah.
Like we already talked about it and I'm going to do it. So it's like kind of a spoiler, but like forgetting my gun places.
Sure.
Forgetting my badge places. Like just being not good at the job, not getting it yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not no merit, you know, not a bad kid, not an actual idiot, but just overall, just everything's out of his comfort zone. He doesn't know how to do anything. Constant like, oh, stakeout. And we're supposed to be obviously in the car for a stakeout. But then like, he's like, oh, I'm just going to run in real quick. You want anything? Oh, and then the grizzled cop being like, no.
I gotta watch Men in Black again too.
Men in Black.
That's a good
that works.
Men in Black is also has a that's pretty rookie. The first one.
Yeah, that is. I mean, he is the rookie.
Yeah,
yeah. And you have that's the good. Old man is the partner.
Yeah.
So Men in Black is actually probably a pretty good analog too. I gotta watch that one too.
All right. I love it. Oh God, I can't wait.
Yeah, should be fun. I'm starting to piece together like what I'm gonna take you guys through and what I'm doing.
Sweet.
Yeah, should be fun. Cool.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Take the Damage Podcast post show. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah. See you guys. Thank you for listening. I was about to say, yeah, you need the kisses, dog. You need them kisses, dog. That's now a thing.